This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Christy Schallenberger.
During tonight's regular meeting, the Bethel City Council will do something it doesn't normally do, conduct a job interview over live radio. The City Council will interview one candidate for city attorney. Elizabeth Libby Bacalar is no stranger to media coverage. For the bulk of her career, Bacalar has worked for the state of Alaska as a senior assistant attorney general. In 2013, she was commended for her work, receiving the Attorney General's Award for Legal Writing. However, Bacalar was fired 5 years later by Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration. She believes she was terminated because of her blog, One Hot Mess Alaska, in which she often criticized President Donald Trump. She is suing Dunleavy, claiming the firing was a violation of her right to freedom of speech. Bacalar also has experience in civil litigation and works as an attorney in Juneau. If hired to be Bethel's attorney, she has stated she would like to work remotely from Juneau. There was a second finalist for the city attorney position, but he has since dropped his candidacy. You can tune in to the interview for the city attorney position broadcast live on KYUK at 6:30 p.m.
And in more City Council news, the Bethel City Council likes all three final candidates for city manager. In the first round of video interviews last week, each candidate showed different strengths. So the council invited them all to Bethel for an on-site interview scheduled for next month. KYUK's Greg Kim has more.
Vincenzo Vinny Carrazza brings technical expertise building and maintaining infrastructure. He currently works as a city engineer in Temple Terrace, Florida.
I think you have a big water and sewer project there on the avenues, and that's pretty much what I do.
Roger Leonard comes from the private sector. He's worked with local governments, but his expertise is in managing large organizations.
I do bring, a strong financial background, a legal background. I never practiced as an attorney, but I had two large companies that I formed and developed.
And Cynthia Northrup draws on her time serving a city council member in Lewisville, Texas.
I've served as in the elected capacity as far as being that visionary, but I also serve in that administrative capacity functioning as a county administrator.
Bethel City Council members also ask the candidates what they like to do for fun. Carrazza said he likes learning about cultures and language and participating in philanthropy. Leonard is a pilot and he also enjoys shooting and hiking. And Northrup said she teaches fitness classes, sings, and plays music. On-site interviews for the three candidates are tentatively scheduled for the week of February 10th. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kemp.
Last weekend was the VFW's Veterans of Foreign Wars basketball tournament held at Bethel Regional High School. On Friday, the Dillingham Junior Varsity boys team beat Bethel by 20 points with a final score of 62-42. That same day, Dillingham's girls junior varsity team beat Bethel 39-21. And on Saturday, the Lumen Christie boys varsity team beat the Tuxuk Bay Islanders by 35 points. The final score was 70-35. Tuxuk Bay Islanders then beat Antioch Halfbreed 66-48, and Lumen Christie held on to its winning streak, beating Selowik 64-50. In the final championship game.
And in more sports news, Greg Larson from Nebuskiak took first place at the Holiday Classic sled dog race this past weekend. Larson's team ran the 50-mile race in 2 hours and 19 minutes. Mike Williams Jr. of Akiak came in second with 2 hours and 30 minutes. And John George of Akiachuk raced in just a minute behind Williams with a time of 2 hours and 31 minutes. The Mushers raced for a purse totaling $27,500. The Holiday Classic is one of 5 local races that the Kuskokwim 300 Race Committee puts on each year. But this year, poor trail conditions and below negative temperatures with dangerous wind chills postponed the race twice. This coming weekend is the biggest racing weekend of the winter for Bethel. The Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race boasts a stellar roster this year with 4 Iditarod champions, including Bethel's Pete Kaiser, and 3 Yukon Quest champions competing. The race starts on January 17th, which is a Friday. The Akiak Dash and Bogus 150 will also start that same race weekend. And every 10 years, the U.S. Constitution requires that the government undertake the massive project of counting every person living in the United States. The numbers determine how many representatives each state gets in the U.S. House and how much government money that's available to communities over the next decade. This national count will begin in 2 weeks in a town in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur traveled there to find out how they are preparing for the big day.
The town is Tuxuk Bay, population 590 during the previous census. The man at the center of planning the town's next census introduces himself while peering over reading glasses.
My name's Robert Pitka. I'm the Nunatka'iq Traditional Council Tribal Administrator.
Pitka has been in his job for a little over a year and a half. A lot of that time, he's been preparing for Tuxuk Bay to be town number one on the U.S. Census count come January 21st. It's a responsibility he never expected.
But the count will be very important, and it'll be special.
Pitka has been coordinating with the U.S. Census Bureau, helping find local census workers and interviewing with national journalists. Currently, he's figuring out how to get the 50 or so people arriving on census day from the airstrip to town. There are no buses.
We have few trucks, we have snow machines and ATVs.
There's a lot at stake. Each person counted represents potential government money the community could receive for services like public safety, housing, and infrastructure over the next decade.
It's not just for us today, it's for our future, and hoping that the benefits will come.
The town decided the first person in the nation to be counted will be their oldest, Lizzie Chimiwak. She's 89 years old, but often feels much younger.
Sometimes when my grandchildren are playing, I try to join them, and they laugh, and I come to and say, "Oh, I remember now, I'm old."
She doesn't look forward to the count. Her earliest memories of the census are of disease and loss. In 1940, after census workers arrived, many people in her village died of measles.
Children died, adults, mothers, lots of people died during the measles. I saw it happen.
She calls that time the Great Death, and is wary of the census workers returning. The census day will begin with festivities in the Tuxuk Bay School. Students will welcome guests with yuok, traditional Yupik dancing and drumming. Census workers and journalists staying overnight will sleep in the school. It's the town's de facto hotel.
If people are willing to sleep on the floor with a sleeping bag, we're certainly willing to host them.
School principal Michael Robbins just has one requirement.
Be out of the classroom by 8 o'clock because that's, you know, we're still having school.
But he encourages the guests coming from cities across the country to hang out in the common areas and talk with the students about what they do and where they've been.
Like yourself or the Wall Street Journal reporter or NPR or AP, you know, that's kind of a neat thing for our kids to see something that's not ordinary in our village every day.
Down the hall, I ask a group of seniors a question. As the beginning of the census in Tuxuk Bay hits the news, what do you hope people learn about your community? The answer for all of them is the same.
Our cultures, we live off the land.
How we get food.
The way we dance. Yura.
And our ancestors.
That was Jason Olson, Serena Simons, and John Tuluk. In Tuxuk Bay, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
And finally, the ice road has been extended to Jawathbluk. Mark Leary and workers from Jawathbluk and Napaimute plowed the river from Kauskag to Jawathbluk on Saturday. Leary reports cars are already using the new section of road. This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukden coming up.